I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kansas Association of Broadcasters held its convention in Wichita on Monday, featuring a gathering of broadcasters from across the state. Becky Damian, Odyssey SVP, market manager for St. Louis and Wichita, says local radio is more important than ever.
Right now, it is so important to get the right information that's actually factual and can help people. And, you know, digital is great and social media is great and the internet is great, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. And it can be really confusing. It can kind of lead people down the wrong path. And so that commitment that we have to local and never wavering from that is what we're all about and why we continue to be here.
KNSS won the KAB Awards for Best Severe Weather Coverage, Best Newscast, and Best Sportscast.
Did it seem that warm or hot to you yesterday, Ted? Up to 88 degrees. I was out with Shelley yesterday afternoon, and I didn't feel that hot, but I don't know. Record high, the old record was 87 back in 2020, so we had a record.
Getting used to it.
I guess so. Normal high for the date, 68. So, all right, so I got some good news today. I think Textron machinists, union strike, they're it's over. They're going back to work today. Looks to me like a pretty good settlement all the way around from what I've seen of it. But, yeah, it's good to, you know, Christmas is coming. And it'd be good to be back on the job, right? It's always good to be back on the job. All right.
Plus, when you're getting these bonuses and stuff coming your way, that's all good.
Well,
and if you're one of those workers.
And what they do with that money then is they go out and spend it. And that's good for everybody.
That helps the economy.
The guy on the street corner with the local business.
If I had money, I would spend it.
Huh. Well, that's just it. It's the way it works. All right, it's 7:37 now, Steve and Tendon. Yesterday, we did have a company meeting that I thought was going to start at 11 o'clock, but it apparently started early. So I really didn't get here in time because I went downtown first. I went down to vote.
Boy, you were busy yesterday morning.
Yeah, I had the day off. So
Even though you had the day off, you were busy.
I was going to go vote. So I went down and voted. And what was that, about a little after 10? I walked into that was the old Sedgwick County Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I like to go. I walked in, and there were two people sitting at a desk there. And I said, how long is the line? And they said, you are the line. So I didn't have to wait even at all. I took the paper ballot. I went in there, and I did my voting, and I was done with it in about, 4 or 5 minutes. There's nothing tricky about the ballot, except it was interesting to me that I had either 20 or 21 local district court judges.
Right.
All of them were Republicans. There were no Democrats challenging. There were nobody was challenging it.
Well, that's pretty rubber stamp stuff there.
Yeah. So apparently, if that's the way
you
it
don't
works.
Have to answer this if you don't want to, but why do you do the paper instead of the machine?
Oh, I don't know. I just, I'm afraid of hitting the wrong button.
Okay.
And, you know, that would screw up the entire thing.
Even though you get to double check it before you finalize it. But
yeah, and you can change your answers if you need to. Yeah.
Well,
it's your choice, huh?
Well, they give you a choice.
I just wondered why you did that.
Because I'm old fashioned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I voted. I got my sticker here.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And while I was in there, the line started. It started forming a line, so I got there.
Yeah, you started a trend.
Got there just in time. Halloween's coming. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Halloween's on the way.
A week from tomorrow.
New Halloween poll found around 1 in 4 adults will throw on a costume this year. You had one yesterday at our company
thing. It wasn't a costume.
It was just a shirt.
It was a T-shirt. I had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup T-shirt on.
Dan, we did have one gentleman who was dressed as a woman.
Yes, dressed as an old granny.
An old granny.
Yeah.
And had a walker and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman who had a dog suit on, or a cow suit, I guess.
She had a cow suit on.
So anyway, I didn't stick around for all that. I ate the chili and got out of here. So anyway, here we go. Halloween.
I enjoyed the chili. Yes, the chili cooked off from our employees yesterday.
Our employees,
most of those were pretty darn tasty.
Yeah. Now, I don't know who cooked which chili, but I'll say this. There were none of them that had the guts to make it spicy.
No, they were which for me is perfect.
Yeah,
but for you, not so much.
That makes them kind of bland, and I hate to say that in front of all of them, I just did, so never mind. I don't hate to say that in front of all of them.
Looks like everybody else got their full. I took a couple of bowls. I just went down and took a bowl here and a bowl there. Didn't have a favorite. Although I did drop a chip in one of the, we voted for
which
the,
chip? Which one did you vote?
The one on the right, the first one.
Oh, the Chiefs.
Yeah,
the one in the Chiefs one.
Okay. Yeah, it was right. There were like what five?
That one was good.
Yeah,
five of them. I think.
I think we had six.
Did we?
One of them was kind of a cheese queso base.
Yeah,
the
other
was that was traditional cheese.
I like that one. That was different.
Oh, okay.
That was different. But anyway. And then there were some sort of festivities after that. I didn't stick around for that. They're having a little party stuff. And hey.
It wasn't much. It's pretty low key.
My day off.
Pretty low key.
They were lucky I even showed up.
That's
right?
True.
Okay.
Right. Even though you received Employee of the Month, I mean, that was big time stuff.
That's another thing. Is there a stipend with that?
I don't know. I've never won it. So You tell me.
Hmm. And what did I do to win? You know
didn't
what?
Tell
I,
you?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
You saw me.
I mean, you and Jad have both won it, and I haven't.
Yeah. All we do is the same thing we always do. I guess it was our turn.
Did you receive a hail and hearty handshake?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well,
yeah. Tommy, our sales manager, gave me a hand clasp.
I won't say exactly who it was, but somebody yesterday walked into the studio while I was running the other show, Sports Daily, and said, yeah, you're not going to be able to hear the end of this for about another month because they just made Steve Employee of the Month.
And yet he has been very humble this morning, and he didn't mention it. I had to bring it up.
Yep, he has, so I'll have to correct them. Or not.
At any rate, it makes me very, very proud to have this honor.
Well, there you go.
Gosh, maybe think I'll do it again next month, maybe? Two in a row?
You never know.
Okay.
October's a big month.
Trifecta.
You better work hard.
All right, guys, 7:42, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. How affordable is Wichita? That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.